glass in the afternoon. We're never on time in this program. That's why I'm always jumping around trying to figure out what the heck is going on. All right, I'm here, you're here. It's a record. We've done it. Way to go. You guys worked hard. You deserve all the credit for it. Let me hit refresh just to see if we've gotten any warmer. 73 in 2020 was the record. We are at 79 downtown at WGCL. Flip-flops, shorts, suntan lotion, veranda. What are we doing here on a Wednesday? Well, we have our great friend Jordan Davis, the operations manager from the Chocolate Moose and the No Dishes podcast host, foodie. You've got too many titles. Good afternoon. I hope you're not sunburnt. How are you today?
I feel like I need some steel drums. I'm feeling hot.
Well, I do have some Jimmy Buffett in there somewhere, but I've played it all week because it's been hot all week. This is pretty good for ice cream sales, I would think.
Yeah, hopefully. We just went, just getting back into town from a show up at the Taylor Distributor up in Greenwood, checking out a bunch of cool ice cream stuff and some of the equipment that they have and seeing how we can offer some more exciting things for people that are coming by the Moose.
And the Moose, let's not be deterred because of the scaffolding. Is that still up and around there?
Yeah, so the scaffolding is going to be up until March.
Right? Oh.
Unfortunately, when they built that building, they did some really shoddy brickwork. It hasn't affected us, but it has affected the apartments around us. So they are paying to have it redone, and it is a very large, long project. So instead of just kind of taking it laying down, we are making the most out of it. So we had Mitchell Shoring out of Bedford. He did our patio mural. We had him, he came up and did some really cool artwork on some of the plywood, and there's even more. The local artist Caleb Poor is going to be doing, so we can kind of dress it up a little bit and turn a negative into a positive and maybe make it even more of an attraction to come by the Moose this winter.
Let me get all the Moose news out of the way because it is beautiful. It looks great, and I drive by it every day when I come into work on the one way to see it, and scaffolding is fine. You just don't think there's anything wrong with the Moose. That's for the brick. You don't want to be no fair catches there. You don't want to, that or helmet zone. You don't want to have a helmet zone. Can I get a chocolate? Yeah. Remember the batting helmet as a kid? You'd eat the ice cream out of. Maybe you start that with construction helmets. You know, for $118, we'll fill up a construction helmet, and then you can walk back with all of
that's
that.
That's a great idea. We're gonna implement that tomorrow.
Now we need a bunch of construction helmets. There you go. Tell me what's going on in Kirkwood though. A little bit different.
Over on the Indiana Avenue store?
Correct.
Yeah, so we shut it down, and then we are going to be reopening here in a couple weeks over in College Mall. So we haven't even publicly announced that yet. So another Glass in the Afternoon WGCL exclusive. We're going to be opening up Chocolate Moose Coffee and Scoop Shop over in College Mall. We're going to have a little kiosk next to Annie Ann's. The plan is only be there through the end of January, but if it goes really well, we'll be there long term, but we're going to be doing a lot of really good coffee drinks. We'll also be doing homemade waffle cones there. Ooh. With a very small selection of homemade flavors.
Well, you'll see my daughter more than I will then, because that's where she's moved in there. That's interesting. When you're a teenager, there's that's just where you go. All right. So during your when is that going to start ish allegedly?
So the goal is to have it open the week of Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Kind of ease into it, close for Thanksgiving Day, and then already have a few days under our belt in time for Black Friday.
Right. Scoop it, sell it out, brew it, and that'll be fun. All right, so we're caught up there. We'll stay on the Chocolate Moose beat because I can't possibly go any deeper into this program. First off, I bring you into the radio world, break you into the radio world, and the next thing you know, you get a podcast, and now you're on television all the time. I mean, don't forget the little people here when you hit the big time, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I've had so many people come up in the community and be like, hey, I listen to you on Glass. It's a lot of fun. And you got a lot of listeners and they're very faithful. They love what you do with good reason. And I always just say that you make me sound good. I got the opportunity to go up to Wish TV for their afternoon segment, talk about our homemade Coney sauce on our Coney dogs and also our pumpkin and apple butter ice creams. And a little bit about the story of how in the Jack and Diane music video, the Chocolate Moose stand was featured when he was talking about sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze.
And those stories to be told, TV's a big, that's the big leagues, buddy. That is the big. Now, you're not the first Bloomington spot or spots to be put on up there. Wasn't Pinoy Garden on there? Who else has made the big time up there?
Yeah, Pinoy. And then last night I recorded a podcast episode with Mark Hyduke, the owner of Mother Bears, and he had gone up there recently. I think One World, we visit Bloomington, does a lot of work working with people to get them up there and get them exposure. So people know about all the great culinary offerings Bloomington has, also including Cody Gradoff over at Osteria Rigaud.
Perfect. And we've got a big foodie scene here. That's why Jordan joins us every Wednesday to get you kind of on the openings, the closings, the insides, the outsides of everything that's going on. Hold on. I have people yelling in my ear. Yes, I will ask him about the taco place at the gas station. It is running rampant all over the internet here locally. We talked a little bit about it last week, but it seems to have gained even more steam. Isn't that fun? Where back in the old days, what'd you do? Now you go online and everybody can look and see what's going on. But Ellettsville, even Marty Hawk has been over there. I'll talk to her next half hour. So it's spreading like wildfire. What's going on?
Yeah, man, Taco Shell. That's the spot. Everyone wants to be there.
Now, that's not the official name. I don't want to get anybody in trouble or a copyright lawyers because obviously we're having some fun with that. What is the name of this place, if there is one?
So I don't think there is a name, but it's it's a taco place and a Shell gas station in Ellettsville. So the local foodies community has lovingly called it Taco Shell. Lovey went over there, dropped $60, I think. And then, everyone that I've talked to that's gone there has raved about it. I've not gone yet. Apparently it is a little bit of a wait most of the times you go. I'm excited to go check it out. It's been nothing but rave reviews from everybody, on the foodies page on Facebook.
Well, that's good. We talked about it a little bit last week. Good to see that fire still burning. And I think what people should understand why you're waiting in line is because it's all made by the gentleman behind the counter. It's not being pulled out of, they're putting tender loving care into all this. We should wait for good food, shouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not a full blown restaurant setup. So I think they're going to be expanding a little bit. So they have a better workflow, but it doesn't matter how good of a chef you are. If you don't have the right equipment or the right setup, you're only going to be able to do so much.
Yeah, volume is a very interesting part moving forward, but it's great to see that everyone is trying it and figuring it out, and our friends in Ellettsville. As you know, you go over there to Hoosier Bar and Grill. Is that tonight for bingo? So that area has been popping. I know the new pizza, new Starbucks has been over there recently. So that's a growing community.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, I know almost more people that live in Ellettsville than Bloomington. It's so many people that live and that work in the Bloomington community and go out to eat and spend money live out in Ellettsville. And it's only a matter of time before there starts to be more and more offerings out there for everyone to enjoy.
It is at the Ellettsville Shell gas station, and Taco Shell is the joke, and we're all using it. So there you go. And as we hit the news headlines, it looks like, just by glancing at the Bloomington Foodies page, maybe Joella's is not long for Bloomington.
Yeah, so Joella's is closing. I forget when it said. I think December. And it's, I don't know, man. It's tough because I really enjoyed Joella's. I had a great experience, like really good food when I went there. And I remember a ton of buzz when it first opened. It was just a classic case where some people didn't seem to handle the pandemic as well as others. So they got rid of their drive-through, and then it took them a very long time to open it back up to where I tried going a couple times, but they made their drive-through only for like DoorDash drivers and like call ahead orders. And that was enough for me to be like, you know what, I'm just going to go across the street or I'm going to go here.
Imagine if you've got four kids in the car, things like that, right?
Yeah. And also it sounds very small and insignificant, but like they just had, you know, one size of drink. You know, if you're really, I get a 20-ounce sweet tea, blow through that thing in 30 seconds. I'm American. Yeah. I need a bucket, you know.
Life preserver.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I know a lot of people said mediocre food. I thought they had good food. I think it was just kind of mismanaged in a lot of different ways. And, it's not the end of the world that it's leaving. I think, we have very good local options. And then also Dave's Hot Chicken, man. I've rediscovered it, and I've gone there twice in the last week or so, and they do just a couple things, and they do it very well.
We'll get to your menu eating here in just a minute, but Joella's next to Chick-fil-A across the street from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, Chick-fil-A is just putting everybody out because that's going to be a car wash across the street, isn't it? Isn't that Taco Bell and Kentucky Fried Chicken moving along at some point? Did I see that? That was a while ago.
Yeah, I believe that's where a Mike's new car wash is coming in, which is a matter of time. How the East Side has not had a car wash is crazy to me.
It is. And, well, the Chick-fil-A steamroller moves moves along.
Yeah.
What's that sound? Well, that's my kids at Chick-fil-A. Right. So, I mean, I just – that's why I work all the time. I just – well, you gotta feed them. You got to feed them. They are hungry. Can you believe tomorrow we're 2 weeks from Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm waiting. I'm trying to figure out. So I'm hosting my whole family again at the store down here. It was such a good time last year. We're doing it again this year. I'm trying to figure out where I'm getting my catering from. I haven't seen too many things posted yet from restaurants. So if anyone that works in a restaurant is listening that's going to be doing Thanksgiving carryout stuff, get that stuff posted so I can come buy food for my family.
Yeah, and we can talk about it here on the airwaves as well because, you know, sometimes you get to the last minute and you say, you know what, I just don't want to deal with this or all of it. Maybe you want to do the turkey but not the sides or the sides not the turkey. Whatever you do, we don't care. But, we want to give you make those options available to our listeners and get those out here. Big news, Great White Smoke is pairing up with Mother Bears. I saw that. That's interesting. Good local, great local combination there.
Yeah, so Great White Smoke is one of the first five. They were at the very first Food Truck Friday back in September 2014.
I was going to ask you about that. That's been an anchor.
Yeah, so they've been for a very long time. So they have not been going to Food Truck Fridays as much. I mean, they've gone hit or miss here and there. But they've been out winning competitions and doing their thing. And, you know, since I had Mark with Mother Bears on the podcast last night, we were able to talk about it. He said that they were, at a food show in Indy, and the sauce company was using Great White Smoke to sample their sauces to people. And they were like, well, what is this pork? We need to get this for, you know, two of their pizzas that have pork. They have a sandwich that has pork. And so they just got their first shipment of it in yesterday.
So two local, legendary pairings there. So we saw Anthony Leal as well doing a little Mother Bears fun there. They've got a nice special for some boneless wings and some cheese bread. You can find all these fun things out if you hop on the old internet, join the Bloomington Foodies page, or just listen to us every Wednesday. All right, let's go. Where you been eating? I didn't have lunch today. I never eat lunch on Wednesdays, so I can just sit here and suffer.
Well, Two Sticks, obviously our neighbor. I used to have a very bad Two Sticks problem. I've gotten
You're recovering
under control.
Two Sticks?
Yeah. I'm a recovering Two Sticks customer. But they've kept cranking it out. They don't need me. They've been fine. But I went back. I've kind of made my way back over there a few times recently, and they rolled out a cream cheese brownie. And my goodness, this thing is something that you want to write a letter home about.
I just got fatter listening to that.
Yeah. And then they've got this like brown butter latte too. I don't know, dude. Shout out to Amanda and the whole, and Cassie and the whole crew over there. They just do an amazing job at Two Sticks. And it is very dangerous having them so close to my place of work when I'm already surrounded by the other kind of sweet. There's baked goods and there's ice cream. And I'm surrounded by it. It's very difficult.
Keep fighting the good fight, buddy. We appreciate you sacrificing for us here on the radio. That's good. Now that I'm hungrier, what else? What else?
Yeah, well, so this Sunday I had the really cool opportunity to serve at the Community Kitchen Brunch. It was a fundraiser that they do every quarter. They do two seatings. So this was their fall one. I think the next one will be in like February. I just kind of fill drinks and run food. And a lot of really talented chefs donated their time to help make it happen. And what they do down at their community kitchen is really cool work. It's for a great cause. They're feeding tons and tons of meals to those in our community that need it. And they've got a cookie sale going on over there that you can help support. It's like a 12-pack of cookies for like $20. Comes in really nice wrapping. So I wanted to give a shout-out to Bridget and everybody over there for letting me be part of such a cool event.
Sounds like it, for sure. Anytime we can help and then help ourselves along with that, delicious. When everybody wins, that's exciting. Jordan Davis is our guest, the host of the No Dishes podcast, the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, and the man who just can't stop sampling it all for all of us. All right, so we've got some good dessert stuff there. Give me some savory now. We've done the sweet. Let's get to the savory.
Yeah, so most people know, before Chocolate Mousse, I was the front of house manager at Sweetgrass, back under the original owners. And, you know, I think very fondly back on that time and kind of what we had built there and it being one of the best spots. And one of my favorite things was the grilled catfish tacos and collard greens. And I randomly got that for lunch today. And I will say, so, you know, Sweetgrass has gone through a few iterations, then turns to Southern Stone. You know, it's been hit or miss, but today it was a home run, man. The collard greens taste as good as they ever were when I worked there, when it was Sweetgrass, and the grilled catfish tacos were top tier as well.
And the other part of that is not every place does grilled fish tacos. So if you are looking for that, I know my wife doesn't enjoy it. She loves the grilled ones. She doesn't like the fried ones. That's not everywhere. So if you want to add that to your list, well, let's make sure we've got that on there. All right, one more. So you can. I don't want the crowd to hear my stomach growling.
Yeah, I know we already mentioned Hoosier Barn Grill. Have I talked about their steak salad before?
Salad and steak together? No, you have not.
Oh, buddy. I was trying to remember if we had talked about it. I get this thing almost every time I'm out there. Because you think of Hoosier Barn Grill, you think of the tenderloin. You think of the steak sandwich, onion rings. You think of
Didn't they just start brunch too?
You know, it's like treating yourself stuff. But their steak salad, man, is just so flavorful. So delicious. It's my second favorite salad in town, and it is just so good. So shout out to Hoosier Barn Grill. The steak is always a perfect medium rare, incredibly flavorful. I usually scrape every little last bit of green and veggie off the plate because it all just works together so well.
Well, how do you eat a salad? We'll just throw some cow on it. That's how you eat a salad.
My salad ain't mooing. I don't want it.
Well, I know you got to keep moving along here. Tell Lovey and the gang, hey, honk, honk. That's utterly ridiculous, but I will move on. I will leave.
My stuff is getting spotty.
Oh, there we go. There we go. we're milking this joke for all it's worth, buddy.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, gee whiz. Thank you. I appreciate it. We will get into the Thanksgiving do's and don'ts coming up around as well, and all the news that's fit to put on the radio with Jordan Davis. Great job as always, buddy. I hope to see you soon.
All right. Likewise, man. I appreciate you, Glass.